For the Strengthening of Youth. Living the principles taught in For the Strength of Youth helps young people understand, apply, and gain a testimony of the Lord's standards. A stake in Southern California learned at a standards night with parents what a help the pamphlet For the Strength of Youth can be. Item number 34285. As families entered the stake center, young people were invited into rooms with others of their age group. Parents were ushered into the chapel, where the stake young men president led the presentation. He asked the parents two questions. One, how does the world feel about dating, sex, honesty, and music? And two, what problems confront our youth? After some discussion, the young men leader distributed wallet-sized versions of For the Strength of Youth and led the parents through the 12 guidelines briefly outlined on the wallet version. That's item number 34287. The parents were open and frank. They were delighted to discover clear and forthright advice from the first presidency in helping to raise their teenagers. Many left that night determined to spend time with younger children, preparing them for the standards they are expected to live as teenagers. Meanwhile, youth were holding a similar meeting in which they learned the power of the principles taught in For the Strength of Youth. The pamphlet For the Strength of Youth is like the iron rod that Father Lehi saw in a dream. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 2 through 28. It is the Word of God given through the first presidency to the youth of the church. Following the principles outlined there will help lead youth to the mists of darkness, to the tree of life or the love of God, and to the privilege of living with our Father in heaven and the Savior in eternity. Help youth understand and apply it. Parents can help youth understand the topics in For the Strength of Youth in their homes. Then bishops and other leaders become resources in helping parents teach the Lord's standards. These teachings can be effective long before teenage years begin, but they are appropriate and encouraged at any time. All family members benefit by talking about what the family and the Lord expect from children of all ages. This understanding is best developed early in life, before Satan's mists of darkness begin to crowd around. Each section of For the Strength of Youth encourages specific behavior that, when followed, leads us forward. Reports from young men and young women leaders churchwide show that they know young people who apply these behavioral teachings in mature ways. Here are some of those reports, which are organized under the principles taught in the pamphlet. Friends. Everyone needs good friends. Your circle of friends will greatly influence your thinking and behavior, just as you will theirs. When you share common values with your friends, you can strengthen and encourage each other. From page 9 of the pamphlet. Angela and her friends noticed a quiet young man who always sat by himself in the school cafeteria, so they decided to befriend him. Later, after friendships developed, he confessed to them that the day they first approached him, he had planned to take his life. Only their reaching out to him had changed his mind. Note, names have been changed. Honesty. Be honest with yourself and others, including the Lord. Honesty with yourself brings peace and self-respect. Lying damages your spirit. Stealing or shoplifting does the same thing as does cheating in school. From pages 9 through 10 from the pamphlet. Beth handled a pretty glass bowl in a store and nicked the edge of it as she put it down. Frightened, she left the store and told her mother what had happened. When her mother asked what she thought she ought to do about it, she returned to the store, admitted her mistake to the clerk, and purchased the bowl. Language. Use language to build up and uplift those around you. Profane, vulgar, or crude language and inappropriate or off-color jokes are offensive to the Lord. Never misuse the name of God or Jesus Christ. From page 10 of the pamphlet. Sarah was a trainer for the girls' basketball team until the coach swore at the team during some tense moments in a game. Sarah resigned as a trainer, explaining to the coach how she felt about the bad language, and sadly left the team. 2 days later, the coach called her up to ask her back, promising to clean up his language. Media and entertainment. Whatever you read, listen to, or watch makes an impression on you. Don't attend or participate in any form of entertainment, including concerts, movies, and video cassettes, that is vulgar, immoral, inappropriate, suggestive, or pornographic in any way, from pages 11 through 12 of the pamphlet. Rachel noticed questionable art in a store window in her town and went in to speak to the manager. She tactfully explained why the art was objectionable to her. The next day, the store manager changed the window display. Sunday behavior. On this sacred holy day, worship the Lord, strengthen family relationships, help others, and draw close to the Lord. From page 16 of the pamphlet. When Susan's dance team advanced to state competition, where the finals were to be held on Sunday, she explained why she couldn't compete on Sunday, and her coach honored her wishes. Mental and physical health. The Lord has commanded us that you keep your body, mind, and spirit healthy. Hard drugs, wrongful use of prescription drugs, alcohol, coffee, tea, and tobacco products destroy your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. When you observe the Word of Wisdom, section 89 of the Doctrine and Covenants, and other good health practices, you remain free and have control over your life. Pages 12 through 13 of the pamphlet. Two LDS youth, Jeremy and Tricia, simply got up and left a party when they discovered, to their dismay, that others were using drugs. Music and dating. Music can be used to educate, edify, inspire, and unite. However, music may be used for wicked purposes. Music can, by its tempo, beat, intensity, and lyrics, dull your spiritual sensitivity. Dancing, too, can be misused. When you are dancing, avoid full-body contact or intimate positions with your partner. Pages 13 through 14 from the pamphlet. Amber joined the swing dance club at her school, and David joined the ballroom team, and now they willingly teach other young men and women in their ward so they can all enjoy wholesome types of dancing. Dress and appearance. Because the way you dress sends messages about yourself to others and often influences the way you and others act, you should dress to bring out the best in yourself and those around you. Page 8 of the pamphlet. When Aubrey joined the church, she gave away boxes of her former clothes because she found them inappropriate. A year later, after her testimony and her understanding had grown even stronger, she gave away another box from her former wardrobe. Dating. Prepare now for a temple marriage. Do not date until you are 16 years old. Go in groups or on double dates. Date only those who have high standards. From page 7 of the pamphlet. Shannon, invited on a date the week before her 16th birthday, declined. The young man who asked her out said he was sure the reason she wouldn't go was because her parents were too strict. Shannon assured him that it was her decision, not her parents. Sexual purity. The physical relationships between a husband and a wife is ordained of God for the procreation of children and for the expression of love within a marriage. Because sexual intimacy is so sacred, the Lord requires self-control and purity before marriage, as well as full fidelity after marriage. The Lord specifically forbids certain behaviors, including all sexual relations before marriage, petting, sex perversion, such as homosexuality, rape, and incest, masturbation or preoccupation with sex in thought, speech, or action. From the pamphlet, pages 14 through 15. Countless young married couples pour out their hearts with thankfulness that they remain chaste until marriage. Repentance. Some people knowingly break God's commandments. Repentance is the way back. The miracle of forgiveness is real, and true repentance is accepted by the Lord. Full repentance of some sins requires that we not only confess and resolve them with the Lord, but that we also do so with the church. Pages 17 through 18 of the pamphlet. One young woman wrote, "This past year I had some personal challenges. I lost track of the Spirit, and then something incredible happened. I went to my bishop. I can't remember ever feeling so scared, but the Lord was with me in that room, seemingly holding my trembling hand. I knew I could be forgiven. It's been a hard road, humbling, repenting, and learning to pray all over again, but He was there. Helping youth gain a testimony. As we understand and apply the Lord's standards, the Holy Ghost will guide us and help us gain a testimony of the truth. The Savior speaks of the same process when He says of the Father, "If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." From John chapter 7, verse 17. Guidance by the Holy Spirit is one of the most important truths we teach our youth. The Lord knows us and loves us, but His Spirit can be invited to be with us only through obedience. Honest, open invitation through prayer, no matter how quiet, brings help. The Spirit can help us each know what is right or wrong, and we know what is right or wrong by how we feel. You cannot do wrong and feel right. It is impossible. From page 4 of the pamphlet. Gospel topics: for the strength of youth, Holy Ghost, obedience, parents, standards, testimony, youth. Note: K.T. Hansen is a member of the Edgemont 14th Ward, Provo, Utah, Edgemont Stake. End of note. End of the article for the strengthening of youth.